jump into old generation or new generation?
I think we could start with, I guess we could start with a comparison between the two. What
Okay.
are the differences? What are the similarities? And why there's such a topic and a debate about what's real hip hop and what's not?
Sure, that's interesting. You sound from me from Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
You
yeah,
got
let's
the
get into
accent.
it.
Yeah. So what would
I
you
think
what
we should start with saying, I think this is not something new. I think even old generation had that sort of conversation between the new generation and the older generation. Even,
Yeah.
saying like early 90s, people wasn't feeling the Tupacs and the Biggies. They were like, oh, we like, Run DMC better or Rakim.
Right.
So
Right. But I feel like maybe in those times it was something that was kind of competition based. I think it was more like it was a critique of what was better in terms of abilities, right? Like I think it was style. Whereas today it's a complete critique of culture. I think it's generation wise. Back then it was about the music. I feel like today it's more about the lifestyles that are being led by the difference in variations of the genre. I think that's just my opinion, you know.
And I do agree. I think this generation, I think the reason why there's more stick up to it, I think the reason why there's more attention based on this new generation, I think, is because there's no rules. And that's what fed a lot of hip hop old head. They're thinking, look, there's no rules and we don't like that. You're supposed to have rules in hip hop.
Well, I think even that mentality or that concept was developed after, because if you really think about it, hip hop, like it began as a rule breaker. It was, you
Sorry,
know,
Trent.
hip hop was something went against the grain, and it's always been going against what's common culture and what's popular, Public Enemy. Breaking down barriers. So I think it's kind of weird that nowadays, when people criticize the new age hip hop, they're not really embracing the fact that it is changing so much. It's constantly evolving. It's it there's so much positive to like the new genre of it that to just critique it, I feel like it's just it's kind of
Bit sad.
Yeah, it's not a good it's
We need
not a
to
good
give.
look.
I think we need to give credit in terms of technology. I think they
Right.
really used, the new generation really used technology way better than any other hip hop generation.
Right.
I think even I was speaking to someone earlier. I think like 2 days ago about this topic. I was saying how back in the days, if you hear a hit hip hop song, if you heard the radio, it would take you probably a month to duplicate it. But today, if they heard something that's working today, they'll emulate tomorrow, and it will probably be out already.
Right. But
Exactly.
the difference also is that back then, I think radio play controlled most of pop culture. It was based off of what was endorsed and what was supported and what had backing, right? Whereas today it's about how many people hear your music. It's not necessarily how good it is. It's always been about how many people, but back then the radio would continuously play the music and then it would just become a part of people's daily routines, right? Whereas today, everybody gets to choose what they want to hear. So it's based on how much audience they have and how much pretty much fan base. It's fan based, whereas before it was endorsed. So I think there's positives to each, but yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
And also, it won't cost you anything today. I think to make a record, it will be is the cheapest ever, and you can actually make money as well today.
You feel like there's no revenue stream?
No, there is a revenue stream, but I think it doesn't cost you anything to make you because of how the technology shift. You don't need
Right.
this big studio anymore. You need a mic and your laptop, and you can record it and you send it straight away. You can do it a little bit, and it doesn't take anymore. Before, you need a big to make a record.
All right. But think about how that affects the industry though, in terms of like everybody gets their choice, but because there's so much talent now, there's so much options. I don't feel as if it's any more difficult or any more easy. I just feel that it's different now. It's just like the path to success now is very different, and it's generation based, you know. I think the younger generations have really embraced the opportunities and just have really gone for it. Whereas the people that have stuck on to the old way of doing things, maybe the talent and the skill and the ability is there, but without embracing the changes in the
There you go.
market.
There you go. That's
Yeah.
why, because I had that point as well, and as I was saying how people always say, well, how they this new sound, how they don't even taking it. Well, you don't need to take a time. I mean, if technology actually does everything for you, they were speaking about in terms of the sound, how this sound is pretty much like a fast food, like anyone can do it, and it
Well,
was flooded on the market.
I think that it sounds that way. I think people that don't make the music can say that, but when you actually make the music, there's so much time that goes into like selecting what you want to stick with. Just like artwork, you're painting, you're drawing, you can draw and you can paint anything. But if you want to work on something, like yes, it can come together in a moment, right? You know, Picasso, I think there was a quote about Picasso that said, you know, somebody asked him to draw him something and then he drew them something. I don't know if this is real, don't quote me on it, but I heard it. And then when he drew the thing, he asked the guy for like an absorbent an amazing amount of money, like a lot of money for the drawing or the painting he just drew in like 30 seconds. And the other person asked him, he goes, "Hey, how come you're charging me so much for that?" And then he told him, he's like, "It just took you 3 seconds to do that." And then Picasso's like, "Well, it took me my whole life to get here, to get to that ability." You know, so where people criticize and say, "Yeah, the work is done so fast." It's like, yeah, but how many hours did people practice freestyling and just rapping and cultivating their craft and just becoming what they are? And then just because they can do it in 30 seconds or like record a song off the bat in 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you get a critique where it's like not as quality. And I feel like that's unfair. How about the years that went into developing the art and the craft? Whereas the new generation, yeah, people will kind of criticize it for being very pop based. And I understand that, but I don't know, man. If you ask me, I think there's a skill and there's a quality to everything. If you don't learn to appreciate the skill and the quality of everything, people are not going to learn to appreciate the skill and the quality of your craft and your abilities. And that's just it. So I used to hate on like a lot of the garbage music that I would call it, you know, like no good music. But then I started to, you know, put my ear to it and be like, hey, take the good from it. Don't just focus on the things you don't like. Take the things you do like and focus on that.
No, I think that's exactly how people, because I think, like, even I remember, like, but way back in the days, people were criticizing Little John because Little John
Little
had this, I was saying Little John sort of he started the
Crunk.
whole EDM.
The crunk, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, he
people, there
kind
was,
of
people hated on Little John, but that guy made the best bangers. Like, you'd listen to one of his songs in the clubs and you go fucking insane, or wherever the hell you are, you hear that Bone Crusher song, da-na-na-na, or, you know, yeah, just the music was amazing, man. I don't know, but
Yeah,
everybody
music
has
is
their, yeah.
amazing. Yeah, I think it's something basically, maybe it's like the discussion of hip hop. Like people like to bring up, and try to compare it. Even productions wise, I remember in 90, say like in 96, everyone was onto the same production because the consumers were hearing that same production and like that production. So you can tell stories, but people were into the same production. Even in 2000s, everyone was onto that same 2000 production, which is similar.
So you think that it's but even listen, man, I believe that yes, there is like a mainstream sound, but I think that's just because like that's what people are looking for. There's so much talent out there, man, that if you really want to find something different, you don't have to focus on the 10,000 people doing the same shit. Just fucking look for the people that are doing something different and then highlight that. But I mean, like, in general, people are talking about it all sounds the same, it's garbage. Well, why aren't you talking about the fucking music that people aren't listening to that's worth the time, you know? Not you, but I mean it. So that's where when people criticize the new music, it's like, well, you're just adding more fucking fuel to the fire. You're just fucking putting a spotlight on stuff that you don't like instead of focusing on the find the stuff that's good that's out there, because there's good music out there, man. It's just, you know.
And because I didn't like I don't know if you heard the J. Cole sort of japping the new artist, the little Yachty, whatever, the little Pump. And I was saying, this is what they're on. Like this the new their generation, this their run. You can't deny them.
Do you think that it's good music though? That's the question I ask you. Do you think that new popular mainstream sound look is good music?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary. Look, I don't think it's up to us to like. If I don't like it, I can't really say it's whack. I cannot say it's whack because they're 17 years old. They're 16, 17, 18 years old. This is what they're on. Same way, 10 years ago, Soulja Boy came out, and everyone was like, "Whoa, what?" And I kind of liked Soulja Boy that time, like in terms of music that headphone he had was in the radio ever.
The music sounded good. Like, the production was good, you know. I think the hooks were probably pretty good, but
I think that's the same
I get
thing.
what you. Well, see, my question is, why can't people like assimilate or like incorporate the different elements that are involved in making the music? Like, why can't they put lyricism into pop culture? You know, everybody's stuck on the lyricism, but they're only banging these fucking, you know, these old school beats with lyricism. Huh? Throw some lyricism on some new beats, and then throw some fucking funky trap, fucking sounding stuff on some old beats. Like, people are not blending it, and they're criticizing it without fucking doing something
There you
anything about
go.
it.
There you go. And I think that's why I didn't like the J. Cole criticism. Like J. Cole was just didn't like them, and he was saying, "I don't like that music." I mean, but then if you look into it, like
Well, because
in terms of conscious music.
he's a lyricist though, right? So he wants people to focus on the lyrics. But, you know, I think he's talented. I just think that everybody's talented in their own way, you know, and
Yeah, true.
I would rather focus on what their talents are, you know, and if they fucking gotta work on their lyrics, you tell them that's straight. You'd be like, yo, man. Sounds hype, but the lyrics are fucking trash. But the song's, man, you know, high five, you know, count your money. It's all good.
Yeah, our time is up. Like me or favor me, and then I'll.
Yeah, that was the interview with the homeboy or the conversation with the homeboy. All right. Yeah. So for all you hip hop fans out there, don't be a fucking hater. That's what I say. Don't be a fucking hater. Just be real, man. Just tell people straight, yo. This is kind of off. This is cool. This is wicked. Whatever. Be real, but can't take somebody's hard work and just say like, yeah. If you don't like it, you don't like it, but. Don't destroy people's hopes and dreams just because it makes you feel good. Unless it's funny. If you're fucking funny and you're hilarious, bro, go fucking shit on everybody. Anyways, that's all from me. Peace.